I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has signed an order to ban bump stock devices, which can make semi-automatic weapons function more like machine guns. Speaking at the White House, Trump said he directed the Justice Department to propose a law to make the accessories illegal. The device was used by the gunman who killed 58 Las Vegas concertgoers last year. Meanwhile, students and parents affected by last week's school shooting in Florida are planning a demonstration in the state capital of Tallahassee today. Story 2. Catholic bishops of Florida have appealed to Governor Rick Scott to spare the life of a death row inmate by commuting his sentence to life without parole. Eric Branch is scheduled to be executed tomorrow for his conviction of murdering Susan Morris, a college student, in 1993. The bishops wrote to the governor saying they're concerned that the death penalty contributes to a growing disrespect for the sacredness of all human life. The bishops have also organised prayer vigils for the end of the use of the death penalty. Story 3. The death toll from continued bombardment in the Syrian rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta has reached over 250. Activists say more than 50 children were among the dead, with about 1,200 people injured. The UN has called for a ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid to be delivered and the wounded be evacuated. Meanwhile, Syrian troops have also been sent to confront Turkey in the north. Story 4. The leaders of Christian churches in Jerusalem have strongly denounced the city's plan to force churches to pay property taxes. The leaders called on city officials to retract their intention and ensure the status quo is maintained, saying civil authorities have always recognized the contribution of Christian churches, which invest billions in building schools, hospitals, and homes.